Devi Parikh.
Is there anything that we didn't cover that you'd like to talk about your life or aspects of your life that we couldn't get to?
I don't think so. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for doing a season two of this. And I'm excited to listen to the other conversations. This time it's easier on me. I don't have to do anything. I just get to sit back and listen to all these interesting conversations. So I'm looking forward to it. And thank you for doing this.
No, thank you. And likewise, I'm finding myself that on the other side of the virtual table, it's significantly harder in the sense that I'm having to, I don't have the pure unadulterated joy of simply consuming people's answers. And there's a certain juggling act where I have to make sure I don't mess up and run a smooth show. So thank you for doing that for season one.
Jonathan Bisk.
Is there an aspect of your life that we didn't cover that you feel we should talk about as particularly representative?
No, I don't think I'm interesting enough for that.
Oh, I strongly disagree.
I think maybe the thing that's important to this particular conversation is the reaction I had upon you asking if I would be part of it. Which is, how in the hell am I even remotely in the appropriate like caliber of person for Dhruv to include me in these discussions among, you know, like you're looking at these lists and there's like in Timnit and so forth, and it's like these people are movers and shakers and important, and I am not. I'm not saying if I am or if I'm not, but I think that in terms of just like being very public about some notion of either humility or imposter syndrome, but that it exists, and I suspect it's probably on some level healthy to make sure that it stays that way.
Yeah, and I just want to add, like, you know, the reason why Devi created this series and I'm continuing it is because we both sort of were watching this almost fetishization of genius and rock starness that happens in our community, and it felt unhealthy. And so, like, which is not to say the people we reach out to aren't well-established or, you know, creative people in their own regard, but it is to get beyond that. Yes, there are people who do good work, but if you just look at them, talk to them, they're people. They have their own struggles, views, perspectives, beliefs, failures, successes. And so the point here was, I think of you as someone, a representative who is interesting, who's thoughtful, who will likely have things to say beyond what I can glean from your CV. And sort of that was the point here. So I appreciate you taking the time and actually engaging with the process and giving us answers that give us an insight into your life. So thank you for that.
Of course. I'm happy to be a very open book. And maybe at some point I'll put together a longer list of failings to share so that other people can see the full story for themselves.
Yeah, I think I'll look forward to that. I think other people will find value in that as well.
Stefan Lee.
Was there an aspect of your life or something about you that we didn't get to that you think is something that we should talk about?
Maybe. I don't know about you and me specifically, but in general, like, this is a hard job. You know, it's fun and you have a tremendous amount of freedom, but it's a hard job. And I think most of us rely on support systems in our lives from other people to like get through it. And I think that's probably an important aspect of like what my life looks like. I assume that for other people too, right? You know, who do you talk to when you're angry, or who do you talk to when you had a bad day? And these sort of things, I think, are what keeps us going in a profession that has lots of ups and downs, right?
So who do you rely on? What is your support system?
I didn't see this coming. You know, for me, you know, I think a lot of the stability does come from sort of having a partner for a very long time that I'm with. And we've been together through periods of my life where I didn't do this and where I did something else and I didn't have any of the sort of research credibility that I have now or anything like that. And there's this strong belief that that will be there no matter what, for me, that there's this stable base there is super important. And I suspect for many of us, like that is the untold story of academia is, you know, somebody on the other end propping one of us up. Or more than one person propping us up.
Yeah. I suspect this is true for many other positions and like that people find, you find support, you find that behind a shiny position or person, there is often an enormous, you know, years and a community of support behind them. And it perhaps doesn't get talked about or acknowledged.
Felix Hill.
Is there something that you'd like to talk about and a particular aspect of your life that we couldn't get to that you think we should discuss?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I don't think so. Another thing that's been worrying me a lot recently, so while we're doing the confessional, is, yeah, I worry about my parents. So obviously, lots of people's parents, most people's parents are older than them. And my parents are quite old. Obviously, COVID's not a good combination. And generally, my mum's not been very well for a long time. So I haven't been able to visit her. So I think that's also, you know, for people of a certain age, in this sort of, I don't know, about your situation, Drew, but you get to this age where, you know, they're not looking after you anymore so much as you got to look after them. And that's one of my main worries at the moment. But, you know, lots of people are in that situation. And hope, fingers crossed, we can sort of at least come face to face soon and then that will help. But I should say that, like, life is easier for me in the sense that I work in the country I'm from, right? So lots of people are really separated by enormous physical distance from their families, and that must be incredibly hard as well. So yeah, difficult time for all of that stuff.
Likewise, I haven't seen my parents in about a year and a half now. They're in India, and the cases in India are particularly bad right now. It's beginning to hit, like early on in the pandemic, India, while it was early on doing okay and then slightly worse, it was still, it never hit close to home. Like it was hard to find parents or friends who had gotten it. Now it seems like it's a fairly common occurrence for people to know someone and to know someone at their place of work and at their place of residence in their, you know, immediate circle. So yeah, I share that that concern. Hopefully things will go back to normal. We'll be able to see our families. And
yeah, I feel a bit powerless at times with this. Even mine were just an hour up the road, but I couldn't go there, you know, so it's like, and then obviously India is even further. So yeah, well, all the best. I hope, hope the fingers crossed things are okay. And yeah, that's, and hopefully we can, you know, everyone will do this again in 5 years' time, and it'll be a more positive outlook around the world.
Hopefully. And on that note, well, I hope you get to see your parents soon. I hope we can all look forward to that, to seeing our loved ones.
Pushmeet Kohli.
Is there anything that we didn't cover that you'd like to talk about in terms of an aspect of your life, who you are, that is particularly relevant and that we should talk about?
No, I believe that we are, all our interactions with individuals are just a projection of what the object is. Like in computer vision, we work with projections of the object, and every interaction is just a projection of the true object, and it just gives us a sense of a person, and it's not even the person sort of changes over time. or the object changes over time. But it's good to sort of capture, think about a mental reconstruction. And in some sense, what you reconstruct is part your biases and your beliefs. So if you feel any, if you see any goodness in people, a lot of it has to do with your own, you're projecting your own mental image. So I just take everything with that pinch of salt. But do talk to people and interact with people and learn about the world. I think that's my main message.
Charles Isbell.
Any aspect of your life or any last minute thoughts that that you think we should have talked about, someone who wants to know you should be aware of, that we should get to?
Not really. I mean, I think I'm sure I could come up with something if I thought about it long enough, but I think if someone wants to know me, I think, you know, they should just take it at face value. I mean, this is what I'm doing. This is who I am. There's not much more there. I'm thinking about things, but this is who I am, because what's the point otherwise? If you really want to understand me, I highly recommend reading a book. And that book is The White Boy Shuffle by Paul Beatty, which is a very 1990s book. Paul Beatty, by the way, I think that was his second book. His first book was Big Bank Take Little Bank. He was a poet. He's won the Booker Prize relatively recently. He was the first American to do so. Anyway, maybe not the Booker Prize, some big book prize. Maybe that's why I said Booker. Anyway, people who know what I'm talking about will know what I'm talking about. But I love that book. And I haven't read it in about 3 years, maybe 4 or 5 years now. So maybe I'll regret having other people read it. But when I was of a certain age, I just felt like that completely captured the world. So even if I'm wrong in 2020, I'm going to live with the nostalgia of having read that book. So people should read that book.